Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We take interesting source material, sometimes really surprising stuff, and pull out the key ideas for you. Today, we've got something pretty special. It's actually a fantastic short story.
Oh, yeah. What's about?
It's all about tech, big dreams, and a hamster. We're diving into the story of Chip. He's this little hamster who decided the moon needed, well, a bit of an upgrade.
A hamster. Okay, I'm listening.
Right. So if you ever thought big ideas couldn't come from, you know, small furry creatures, Chip's here to change your mind. He lives in a classroom cage, looks like your typical hamster, chubby cheeks, loves his seeds.
Uh-huh. Standard hamster stuff.
But the story tells us his brain is, and I quote, bigger than a black hole. Well, almost. So he's smart. Really smart.
Okay, so there's more to Chip than meets the eye. What's his deal?
Well, that's the fascinating part, isn't it? He seems ordinary, but he's got this secret life.
The secret life? What does he do?
At night, when the classroom's dark, he turns into this little inventor, a DIY genius.
No way. What's he building?
Gadgets. Incredible things, apparently, from just stuff he finds. Paper clips, old batteries, even gum wrappers.
Wow. Resourceful little guy. Using junk to make tech.
Exactly. He's not just chewing the bars. He's like a tiny engineer. Mm-hmm. And he has this huge dream.
Okay, what is it? Building a better wheel.
Huh. Bigger. Much bigger. He looks up at the moon.
Yeah.
And decides he needs to send it a message, like a coded message, straight to the moon.
Get out. A hamster wanting to message the moon. That's ambitious.
Totally. But, there's a problem. A big one.
The plot thickens. Mm. Or the sawdust thickens.
Huh. Right. So let's get into that. The thing that really starts the adventure, Chip's working on his, you know, moon project plans.
Yeah.
And he overhears a kid in the classroom.
Okay, what does the kid say?
The kid says something devastating, at least to Chip. There's no internet on the moon, it's just a big, boring rock.
Oh no. For a tech-savvy hamster, that's bad news.
It's worse than bad. He apparently squeaks in horror. The story says he sees it as a crisis.
A crisis? Because of no internet?
Well, yeah. Think about it from his perspective. No internet means no memes, no streaming cheese reviews.
Cheese reviews. Of course, the horror.
It's like, if the moon can't connect, what's the point? It's a cultural wasteland up there.
Okay, I get it now. It's an information access issue on a cosmic scale. For a hamster.
Exactly. And what does a good engineer do when faced with a huge problem?
They build something.
This leads him to his big invention, the solution.
Let me guess, it involves paper clips.
Probably. He calls it the Moon Modem 3000.
Moon Modem 3000. I love it. Okay, what's it made of, besides hope and fluff?
This is where the creativity really shines. It's described as a satellite-powered, hamster-sized hacking computer.
Hamster-sized hacking computer, okay.
And the parts, get this, a metal lunchbox.
A lunchbox for the casing.
Yep, an old smartwatch.
For the processor, maybe? The smarts.
Exactly, and 3 LA batteries for power.
Wow. Lunchbox, smartwatch, batteries. That's surprisingly practical in a storybook way.
Right. It feels kind of plausible, doesn't it? Like you could almost see how those bits fit together.
It really does. It's like the story saying you don't need fancy labs. You just need an idea and whatever's around. Like upcycling, but for space communication.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. It's about the idea, the function, not necessarily the polished look. Build your prototype, your minimum viable product, even if it's hamster-sized.
So he's got his moon modem ready to go.
He is. So the next part is the actual execution, the hack, if you will.
Okay. How does a hamster hack the moon? Does he need tiny little keyboards?
The story paints a great picture. He fuels up, nibbles a cereal bar, very important.
Gotta have energy for coding.
Then he gets to work. There's code flashing. His fur apparently puffs up with concentration.
Intense.
And he does something clever. He doesn't just beam it straight up. He taps into an old weather satellite.
Piggybacking on existing infrastructure.
Yeah.
Smart. Saves energy.
Right. ZAP. He sends the signal, routes it through the satellite straight to the moon.
Does it work?
Oh, it works. Maybe. A little too well.
Uh-oh.
What happens?
The moon. Blinks.
The moon blinks, like literally blinks.
That's what it says. So the signal got through, but it did something unexpected.
Okay, this is where it gets interesting. What did the signal do?
It seems his code didn't just send a message. It was more like an upgrade package for the moon. Or something on the moon.
An upgrade package. Oh, boy.
Suddenly, this loud, robotic voice booms out of the classroom globe.
The globe? Why the globe?
Closest thing to a speaker system, I guess. And it announces itself. Moonbot. Online.
Moonbot. He accidentally activated or created a Moonbot?
Seems like it. And Moonbot has processed the upgrade. And it has a request. A demand, really.
What does Moonbot want? World peace. More cheese reviews.
Not quite. The voice booms. You have upgraded my system. I now require dance music.
Dance music. He gave the moon an upgrade, and now it wants to party.
Apparently so. He didn't just give the moon a voice. He gave it a craving for beats.
That is the best unintended consequence of code I've ever heard. A cosmic coding bug. And total chaos erupts. Satellites nearby start spinning out like pop song remixes.
Oh my goodness.
The moon itself starts flashing different colors like a giant disco ball in the sky.
No, seriously.
Yeah, and every screen in the school computers, tablets they all light up with, DJ Chip in the house.
DJ Chip, he accidentally threw a planet-sized rave.
Yeah.
That's both amazing and terrifying.
Totally. It's like a perfect little lesson in, you know, unintended system interactions.
Yeah.
He introduced one function connect and it cascaded into party.
So true. You push one update and suddenly the whole network wants to disco? So how does he fix it? Does he just pull the plug on the moon modem?
He's a fast thinker. He sees the chaos, realizes a permanent moon party probably isn't stable.
Probably not, no. Bad for tides.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. So he immediately gets back to coding. He needs a patch, a quick fix.
A debugging session on the fly. What's the new code?
He writes a new program with three very specific demands, which are actually pretty smart when you think about system stability.
Okay, what are they?
He demands less party, more balance, some snacks.
Less party, more balance, some snacks. That's actually brilliant. Stability, equilibrium, and a defined reward. Protocol designed by Hamster.
Exactly. And it works. The moon calms down. The disco colors fade. The satellites stop remixing.
True. Cosmic crisis averted. Back to normal.
Almost. Everything goes back to normal except for one little thing. A tiny, lasting reminder of DJ Chip's big night.
Oh, what is it?
The classroom Alexa. From now on, it always says yo before it answers any question.
Huh. That's amazing. A little persistent system tweak.
Yeah.
A digital echo of the hack.
Perfect, right. So Chip climbs into his bedding, probably exhausted.
I bet. Hacking the moon, debugging a cosmic disco. Tiring work.
But he's proud. He did it. He gave the moon a voice, even if it briefly just wanted a dance.
Which kind of brings us to the deeper stuff in this story, right? The so what for us listening.
Exactly. Let's dig into that. The STEM connection first. What does this fun little story teach us about, say, satellites and communication?
Well, it does a neat job of showing how vital satellites are, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They're not just up there. They're the relays, the messengers, carrying signals across huge distances.
Like Chip using the old weather satellite.
Precisely. He didn't build his own relay. He used an existing one. That's how networks function. Data travels along pathways, sometimes unexpected ones. It highlights that infrastructure.
Okay. And what about the coding aspect, the moon modem and the messages?
It really simplifies coding down to its essence. Giving instructions. Chip wrote code first to connect, then the dance music bug, then the fix.
Right, the less party code.
Yeah. It shows coding is just a language to tell computers, or maybe moonbots, what to do. Step-by-step instructions.
And the oops moment, the dance party, that's like a real coding bug.
Totally. A perfect illustration. A small mistake, maybe a miscomma or a wrong command, can lead to huge unexpected results. Like accidentally turning the moon into a nightclub.
It really emphasizes the need to check your work, doesn't it? Nah. Especially with important systems.
Absolutely. That whole adventure becomes a lesson in, like, quality assurance and rapid debugging. Chip had to find the problem, the dance demand, and fix it fast.
Under pressure.
Under pressure.
Yeah.
Just like real-world tech problems. It shows that with great coding power comes great responsibility, even for hamsters.
So, beyond the tech, what about the life lesson here? What's the story telling us overall?
I think there are a couple of big things. One is definitely about empowerment. You know, even the smallest creature.
With the simplest tools.
Right. A lunchbox and a smartwatch can make a massive difference if they have a big idea and the determination to try. Don't let being small stop you.
I like that. Use what you have. Be creative.
And also the importance of fixing your mistakes. Chip didn't just cause chaos and run away. He saw the problem. The moon rave.
DJ Chip's unexpected hit single.
Huh. And he took responsibility. He wrote the code to fix it. That's, you know, integrity, owning your impact.
So the critical thinking point is check your code before launching.
Definitely. Check your code twice before you accidentally start an interplanetary party. That's good advice for anyone, coding or not. Think through the consequences.
Wise words. So Chip fixed the moon, quieted the music. What was his final act?
Before drifting off to sleep, he sent one last little message, left it hanging out there in space.
What did it say?
Simple, sweet, and very Chip it was. From Earth, with love and cheese.
Ah, cheese. Perfect. A little bit of heart, a little bit of hamster motivation.
Exactly. It ties it all together. The connection, the big dream, and the simple things that matter.
This whole deep dive, it just shows how a really fun, simple story can actually pack in some pretty big ideas about tech, creativity, fixing problems.
And the power you have, no matter your size. Find a problem, a crisis like Chip did, and realize you can probably build a solution with, well, whatever's around you. Your own paper clips and maybe an oiled phone instead of a smartwatch.
It makes you think, doesn't it? So Chip left us with that message, but he also kind of leaves us with a question, maybe. If you could send one message to the moon right now.
Using just what you have nearby.
Yeah. What would your message be? Would it be a joke? Maybe draw a picture? Tell it a little bedtime story?
That's a great challenge. Maybe grab some paper or a tablet, write or draw that message.
Stick it on your wall?
Yeah. Stick it up and just imagine it bouncing off a satellite heading up there. Because every big project, every moon message, starts with just one idea.
And maybe a snack?
Definitely some snacks.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.